Paul Majuri heads the Tupunamanga Authority, and of course we're on the cusp of the annual Guy Fawkes, and it's been problematic in years past, and quite important to protect our manga that the authority and its interests have been working hard on it. Te whanau, tēnā koe, Paul.
Tēnā koe, te tūkama.
Thanks for joining us. Well, we knew that Mount Wellington went up in flames last year, didn't it, with people letting off skyrockets and the like. As such, you've decided to close 14 of the manga across the next little while?
Yes, so folk might remember the fire that year was a bit earlier in the year than Guy Fawkes. Last year was the first year we brought it in, the restrictions on access to the Tupunamanga during the Guy Fawkes season, and that was very successful in terms of preventing the fires. And that was on the back of several years in a row of massive destructive fires at Mangere, Mangarei, Mangafau, and even Takarunga up north. And so as we announced last year, and we're doing it again this year, we started last night, physical access to the Tupunamanga is restricted during this Guy Fawkes week. Very much a measure of last resort. We know how important these taonga are to our people, especially as we've seen again during COVID restrictions. These places are very much source of inspirations and peace for people during these difficult times. But here we are again. We see fireworks being sold. And just while I remember it, a big thank you and kudos to the warehouse for not selling fireworks anymore, because they understand the dangers and risks of fireworks. But here we are again, Dale. Another week of lockdown, as it were, on the moment.
Tell us about the other interests regarding the manga. Last time I spoke, there was some opposition at Otahuhu. I don't know if we've resolved the issues at Owairaka yet. This to do with the taking out the exotics and planting natives. I was down Mangere Bridge the other day, and I see that there's been some planting up on the manga as well, and am assuming that those are natives as well. So can you just give us a bit of an update of where we're at with getting rid of trees from afar and putting ones from home up there?
Yeah, so the restoration program that's had some very high profile over the years continues at pace. So the important parts of that restoration program are the combination, as you say, Dale, of both massive native plantings and also the removing of some of the inappropriate trees, not all the trees on the Tupunamanga. So Mangere is an example, so too is Otahuhu. And so to date, the program has seen about 80,000 natives planted across the Tupunamanga network. As you say, we've had that challenge at Owairaka Te Ahikaraka Tauta, Mount Albert. That sits for the Court of Appeal, and we're waiting their decision. And yes, there was some opposition from a few folk at Otahuhu. So that part of the program waits in abeyance. We'll continue the planting program, which is a big part of restoration as well.
And anything else to update off the table? I remind our listeners too that while the manga are in our ownership, the Tupunamanga Authority is actually a collaboration of Māori interests and Auckland Council interests as well. Any other interesting corridor of that discussion table?
Yeah, that's a good reminder, Dale. And so, as we've talked about previously with you, each of the terms of the authority, we've had some big priorities. So in the early days, we had the removal of traffic from the Tihi, which went very well. There's been the restoration programs. There's been the ongoing noxious weeds and animals program go on. In this term, it's been all about the native restoration program and also tracks, so the big track upgrade works. So those of our listeners who know Mangafau well will have seen and the completion and very positive reception to the big track upgrade there on Mangafau, that very important floating track work that was undertaken there with the lightest footprint we could achieve. And as you are aware, the same is happening out at Mangere. So across the Manga, because of the impact of foot traffic, and for those who have been out during the COVID breaks, you can see where the great number of people have been. And so those tracks are pretty important. So there are tracks pretty much across the network going on. Mangere is another big track upgrade going on there. And so that's important for the longevity and protection of the Tupunamanga. and just being reminded by you the importance of the Tupuna Maunga Authority, the co-governance table of Mana Whenua, the peoples of Waiohua, Ngāti Whātua and Maru Tuahu, along with Auckland Council. As we've seen in the press recently, I just want to endorse those comments from the likes of Mayor Phil Goff, Councillor Al Filipina and the local government grouping in terms of condemning those disgusting actions in relation to one of our members, Councillor Josephine Bartley, a very staunch protector of the Tupuna Maunga and also a very strong advocate for the Pacifica peoples, and just wanted to congratulate the work that she does and just call out that rubbish behaviour that's been evident in the last little while.
Kapoi, we know he's the chair of the Tupuna Maunga Authority, but you have many different hats, Paul. Any other interesting things off your various portfolios that our Māori listeners might be interested in hearing?
Probably the other one that comes to mind at the moment, cousin, is I'm lucky enough to be chair of Eke Panuku Development Auckland, so that's the Auckland Council CCO for urban regeneration. And while we've seen the restrictions in place from COVID affecting the undertaking of works, the regeneration projects across Tamaki Makaurau in revitalising and regenerating those urban centres, if you think of Pamua, for example, the work over at Northcote, Avondale, and so on and so forth, Mana Whenua are at the very heart of those projects. And so when you go around and see those projects come to life, the face of Mana Whenua of our Māori people are very much evident in terms of the design and fabric of those places. And that's been a very heartening thing to see. And slowly, inch by inch, and we know it's not an overnight project, the face of Tamaki Makaurau hopefully will come to resemble more of what we actually are as a people and the wide diversity we have in Tamaki, rather than visitors getting off the ship when they can do that again one day and not think they're in any city around the world.
Paul, thank you for sharing some kōrero with us. All the best until next time. Kia ora.
Ngā mihi o.
Paul Mujeri, the chair of the Tupuna Maunga Authority, and as mentioned there, also the chair of Eke Panuku.